to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, Part 2. Adrian Third here in Manhattan, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. And yeah, so now our situation has gotten a little bit different now for this week's episode of the podcast. Yeah, so most of it's been recorded, so we're going to have to put this in two different slots here. Part one, this is part two for only the next 10 minutes or so in the podcast. So unfortunately, one of the batteries went out while making a change, so yeah, so we're going to have to do it part one and part two. So, fortunately, that's that. So, but as I mentioned before, that battery went out. Those are 12 drivers in these playoffs. Now, as we get set for this episode, is going to be weird and messed up. But anyways, we're going to move on from that. So, we're just going to have to do it just like that here. And you're going to get mostly part one, well, all of part one, and then this is part two of the playoffs, Bristol style. So yeah, we're gonna pick it up right there where we left off there before the battery fell out of this dumb thing, but we're gonna move on from that. Alright, so Cup Series round 12, let's cap it here real quick here. Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Mark Trish Jr., Alex Bowman, Austin Dillon, Eric Almirola, Kyle Busch, Clint Bowyer, and Kurt Busch has the last spot. And right now, as I put it right now, it's a dead heat between Austin Dillon, who has the last transfer spot, and Eric Almirola. Kyle Busch starts the round of 12 outside. He and Clint Bowyer only a point back. Kurt Busch 4 out, really gaggled up in here. So this could get interesting, especially this is really tight in here when you look at the standings. And I would go right to Joey Logano and plus 17 right there from him on down. It's really tight in here. You one of those guys that got issues. And this is another key here going in this Vegas race. You have issues here and early, yeah, you could be leave Vegas in a huge hole. And you cannot afford to do that. So from fourth all the way down, really tight going in to Las Vegas here on Sunday night. And obviously, of course, race on Sunday beginning the round of 12, as we only have a few minutes here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Double parts here for at least this week anyways, EG3 in the building. So we're like I said, we're going to have to roll with the punches here. The South Point 400. NBCSN PRN. Looking forward to listening to the race on PRN this weekend. Opens the round of 12 on Sunday night racing. This is actually going to be the last, yes sir, it's going to be the last primetime race of the 2020 playoffs for the Cup Series. So, last night race of the season of 2020 for the NASCAR Cup Series. So, that's going to be interesting in that self right there. As well, as I mentioned before, everything went to shut off here on me here, at least for this week anyways. Joey Logano, last time we're here, won the race, holding off Matthew Benedetto. It was after a late caution. And speaking of Austin Dillon finished fourth in this race via strategy, but he was up there again. Keselowski, Harvick, they were the only guys in the top 10 in that spring race right there. Kyle Busch finished 15th in that race right there. So the Penske 400, Joey Logano going back there, looking to transfer into the next round. I pointed him out already in this episode right here. So looking forward to that race right there. All right, folks. Closing in on the end of the show here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, part two of the Bristol recap. Eddie Gritter third. We're gonna have to label it just like that. Thanks to the dumb battery. But anyways, all right. So
I wanted to do something. Yeah, I wanted to do the starting lineup real quick here before I get to my 3-Y. Did I do that last week? I don't think I did. But we're going to do that to close the show out. All right. So, down here, let's see. That's not what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for right there. Okay, so starting lineup, obviously. The playoff drivers are starting up front, obviously, there. So, obviously, we have Harvick and Kyle Busch, 1-2 to start off the field here. South Point 400, Chase Elliott, Eric Almirola, Joey Logano. That is your top five. Clint Bowyer, Austin Dillon, Alex Bowman, Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin, your top starting top 10. Martin Truex Jr., and Brad Keselowski, the last duo of the playoff drivers, remaining playoff drivers, 11th and 12th, respectively, there. Very interesting there. So, South Point 400, Sunday night racing, kind of coming up with this Sunday night primetime racing on NFL. So, you got that going on. And speaking of which, I believe that should be on NBCSN here. Let me double check, because Sunday Night Football is on NBC. NBCSN it is for the opener of round of 12. So, a lot of racing at Vegas between the next couple of weeks, man. Between Vegas and Vega, all three divisions will be busy there. Second race of the round one for the trucks tomorrow night. World of Westgate 200 Xfinity Series race falls in primetime on Saturday night. And yet, we got the Cup Series race continuing their march through the playoffs. All right, so 3-Wide move of the weekend. Man, I'm actually going to give mine to Clint Bowyer. I mean, Clint Bowyer did what he had to do there, taking advantage of the William Byron situation there. I give mine 3-Wide move of the weekend here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast this week. And who gets put in a suck hole this weekend? Well, that's got to be obviously there. Ford losing three other drivers. That includes high-profile Ryan Blaney. They get the suck hole this weekend there. Three good drivers there. I mean, yeah, Cole Custer won this year. Benedetto got in on the skin of his teeth. Got the last seed of his playoffs. He's knocked out. And, of course, disappointing Ryan Blaney also gets the boot as well. So you lose a strong horse there. You still have a couple guys in there that's left in these playoffs. Keselowski and Logano, in particular, you still have five Fords left. So still do some damage. And you have a speedway track in there. And Talladega coming up for these Fords. But Ford already lost three more drivers in these playoffs. So that is a 3-Wide move. And second hole of the weekend here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here. So, again, this is a mini part two of the big episode. So that, I mean, what we'll do is upload them at the same time. So, don't worry, folks. They'll be uploaded at the same time. So, you ain't going to really miss anything there. So, here's the predictions coming up on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast right now. So, Pick Allgaier last weekend. He finished fifth. Kurt Busch finished in the 15th spot, right? All right, so obviously I'm going to pick all plow drivers in this case right here. So, right now. So, all right. So, who do I got in the trucks? Well, obviously, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And for whatever reason that is, I don't know. I just got a funny feeling. I mean, the guy's been fast in the truck series. Every time he has a fast car, I don't know, something happens. And so, for whatever reason, I picked him some in fantasy this year, and just haven't panned out for him. But in this case here, you're with the Kyle Busch, who goes to he's at his home track. I think that 18 is going to sneak in there and make some noise. Christian Eckes, I look for him to make some noise. That's the EG3 pick in the trucks. Moving on to the Xfinity Series. Who I have there in the middle? Xfinity Series. Well, I'm also going to go a little bit on the other side of the line here. I mean, we've seen this guy run well. When he doesn't have issues, he tends to run well. And the last time we're at this racetrack, he did some good things a little bit here and there. And I'm actually going to go with a 22. So never mind. I'm going to go stick with Austin Cindric in the 22 car right there to start his playoffs on the right foot there. He's determined to do something there. Got 22 of Austin Cindric. And, of course, to cap off the episode, a double episode tonight on the 3-Wide Podcast. Here's the Cup Series. And, obviously, I'm going to save home run out for the Roval. So, as much as I want to pick MTJ for this race, I'm saving him, obviously, for the Roval. So, who I got here in this instance here, I'm going to go off on a limb myself here. I'm going to go with the 3 of Austin Dillon to keep the Cinderella going here. Yeah, wow. Yeah, wow indeed. Austin Dillon, I look for him to get another good solid top 10. He's going to need top 10s here and stage points. If he's going to keep that going, I think for whatever reason, I think he's going to keep things moving. And really, even make it more of a statement. He's going to have to because he's right there in that cluster number right there with Kyle Busch, with Eric Amaral and those guys. So Austin Dillon, they're going to need more Chevy power under that 3 hood if they're going to make noise in this round 2 just like they did in round 1. So got Austin Dillon making noise there. So Ekis, Cindric and Austin Dillon. So yeah, that's for y'all listeners. That's a surprise right there for y'all. So I got something there for y'all as well. So that caps off, puts a cap on the Vegas preview there. Bristol recap on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Again, you follow me at Eddie_EG3. Again, this has turned out to be a double episode. So be out on lookout for both parts coming up this weekend, and I believe we got it set for to late tomorrow afternoon when both of these will be posted as well. So part 1, which is most of this episode, will be up there, and in this little bit here, part 2 will be up following a little bit after that. In 3-Wide Podcast, get it wherever sports podcasts can be found. You know what it is. You're downloading episodes on Apple Podcasts. Please leave us a 5-star. That helps us out tremendously. Continuing to spread the word of this podcast here in the heartland of Kansas. Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Yep, we're rolling along with the playoffs. With that, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all for hanging in there with me tonight with this double episode. I apologize for the little mix up there with the battery, but we'll have that issue fixed up on the next episode of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. But for now, for Big D and for myself, Eddie Gritter III, you have been listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Congratulations to the winners this weekend. Sam Mayer in the trucks at Bristol, Chase Briscoe in the Xfinity Series, and of course, why not, Kevin Harvick again, 9th win of 2020, and one more win away from hitting double digits. Does he do it this weekend? Find out on NBCSN and PRN. The round of 12 playoffs continues.
listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Going 3 Wide.